keeping you country company. Dakota Country, KOKK Huron. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports, KOKK. Once again, the weather has cooperated to get events in as scheduled. Yesterday, I have track and field and also baseball results. We'll start off with baseball. Actually, not on the schedule originally. Make up from Monday. Huron hosted Sioux Falls Jefferson for a doubleheader at Clock Field last night. Jefferson came out with the sweep. First game, 6-0 shutout. Second game, 6-2 win. In game one, Huron just struggled to get offense going. Jack Peterson had a double. Bubba Peterson, Lane Wenzel each had singles. That was the amount of the offense for Huron. Wenzel pitched the first four innings. Peyton Bischoff finished up the final three for Huron. In the second game, Jefferson wins 6-2. Huron kept it close, down 3-2 much of the game before Jefferson pulled away at the end. Colton Ogle had a pair of singles and an RBI for Huron. Trace Wenz, Logan Leyendecker, Bubba Peterson, Carson Evans also had singles for the Huron offense. Evans started the game with relief from Leyendecker and Jack Peterson. Track and field. James Valley Christian, Wessington Springs at the Leslie Blasius Invitational in Kimball yesterday. A good day for James Valley Christian as the boys won the team title and the girls were runner-up. Place winners for James Valley Christian girls, Nave Gross placed 7th in the 100, Daryl Franson 5th in the 800, 6th in the 1600, 8th in the javelin, Andy Franson 7th in the 800, 5th in the 100-meter hurdles, 3rd in the 300-meter hurdles. Adasa Olson, 2nd in the 3200, 4th in the 1600. J.C. Whiff, 5th in the 1600, 6th in the 300 hurdles. Lily Swanson plays 4th in the 3200. Lainey Gertz, 6th in the 100-meter hurdles. Alexa Gertz was 8th in the 100-meter hurdles, 5th in the 300. Maggie Decker plays 2nd on the shot, 5th in the discus. Rihanna Hood, 4th long jump, 3rd in the triple jump. Relays, James Valley Christian girls won the 4x8, were 2nd in the 4x4, 3rd in the 4x2, and 5th in the 4x1. James Valley Christian boys, Dax Franson won the 400, 3rd in the 800. Colby Vanderwerth, 2nd in the 1600. Joel Olson, 6th in the 1600. Caden Ober, 2nd in the 3200. Tane Herman, 3rd in the 110-meter hurdle, 2nd in the triple jump. Jackson Peck, 5th in the shot. Isaac Correll, 5th in the discus. Gavin Waldner, 3rd long jump, 6th in the high jump. Isaac Whiff, 5th in the long jump. Relays for the James Valley boys, 1st in the 4x2, 2nd 4x4, 4x8, 5th in the medley. For the team scores, the girls, Burke won the title, 141.5, James Valley Christian 2nd at 79. For the boys, James Valley Christian wins the team title at 88 points, Kimball White Lake 2nd at 79. Wessington Springs also ran in Kimball. For the girls, Bailey Yeo, 6th in the 200. Abby Kolosik, 8th in the 1600. Alexis Roessler, 5th in the 3200. Avery Orth won the shot. Relays for Springs girls, 8th in the 4x1, 5th in the 4x2, 4th in the 4x4, 2nd in the 4x8, 3rd in the medley. For the Springs boys, Carter Mebius, 3rd in the 400, Brandon Flowers, 4th in the 110-meter hurdles, Robbie Hine, 8th in the discus, Ryder Mahalik, 2nd high jump, 4th in the long jump, Brock Cougar, 3rd in the high jump, 5th in the triple jump, relays, 5th 4x1, 2nd 4x2, 4th 4x4, and medley, 3rd in the 4x8. That wraps up the results from Kimball. Your Coy Lake Preston ran in the Mustang Invitational hosted by Wabe Summit in Webster. Results for the girls, Addison Moore, 1st in the 100, 2nd in the 200, 5th in the 400. Faye Stephenson, 7th in the 100-meter hurdle, 6th in the high jump. Hadley Holt plays 1st in the shot and discus. Relays, the Shark girls, 2nd in the 4x1, 3rd in the 4x2. For ILP boys, Nathan Enninga, 3rd in the 100, 2nd in the 200. Ryan Green placed 8th in the shot. Josh McMasters, 5th in the high jump. Relay, 7th in the 4x1, 3rd in the 4x2. Those are our results from yesterday. Look at the schedule for today. Track and field conference meets ESD here on Tigers There. That's in Brookings today. Some schedules say Watertown, but it is in Brookings. Central South Dakota conference meet is in Miller today with a number of area teams competing there. A baseball, Huron wraps up the regular season hosting a triangular. The schedule's like this. It opens with Huron hosting Rapid City Stevens. Stevens then will play Sioux Falls, Washington. The day wraps up with Huron hosting Sioux Falls, Washington. Tomorrow's the final day of the regular season for high school baseball as playoffs begin next week. Also on the schedule, racing tonight, Dakota State Fair Speedway, the first of four shows at the grandstand on the fairgrounds. Couple other notes to pass along. Tiger Roar Booster Club postseason potluck for Huron Tiger Boys and Girls Track will be held Monday, May 20th. That will be at 5:30 in the high school commons. Everyone is welcome. Reminder for Huron Tiger basketball, summer activity schedule is set and registrations are open right now for middle schoolers. Open gyms will be Monday, Wednesday, Thursday at the middle school gym, 7 till 8, beginning on June 5th. And individual workouts begin June 5th as well. For high school players, they'll have a camp to get ready for the team camps this year. That runs May 28th through the 31st. And then the same schedule, open gyms Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, beginning June 5th at the middle school gym with individual workouts beginning at June 5th. Contact head coach Tim Budenhagen to register and for more information. Minnesota Twins opened up a weekend series in Toronto against the Blue Jays. Timely hitting and good pitching gave the Twins the win in the series opener. With the recap, here's Chris Atterbury.
Well, they celebrated cricket, the first national sport of Canada, on Friday night at Rogers Centre in Toronto. They gave away a bunch of bucket hats, and then we saw a couple of great bowling performances, to use the cricket parlance, between starting pitchers Yusei Kikuchi and Joe Ryan. Kikuchi went 8 innings of 2-run baseball, didn't walk a batter. Joe Ryan went 7 innings of 1-run baseball, and he fanned 7. The Twins were leading the ballgame 2-1 and in dire need of some insurance late when they finally got to use their bench. Max Kepler came in to pinch hit after a one-out double for Carlos Correa in the 9th inning with 2 outs. Kepler summoned. They got rid of the righty. They brought in a lefty, and it just didn't matter.
Here's the pitch.
Swung on and hit sharply. Right side base hit. Kepler's done it again. Here comes Carlos Correa, and the Twins lead it 3-1 with a massive insurance run here in the top of the 9th inning. Kepler stays red hot, proves to be a critical run as the Blue Jays scratch out a marker against Griffin Jacks in the bottom of the 9th, but line a ball off of Jack's hip right to the first baseman Santana, who stomps on first base to preserve a 3-2 win. A win for Ryan, a painful save for Jacks, and the Twins have won 7 straight road games and are now 8 games over 500 as they are 23-15 on the year. You heard it all right here on your home for Twins baseball.
Afternoon baseball today, game 2 of the series. Simeon Woods Richardson, who the Twins acquired from Toronto a few years ago, will get the start for the Twins. Pre-game is at 1:30 this afternoon on KOKK. Minnesota Timberwolves had a loud building to start the game last night, game 3 of their Western Conference semifinal with the Denver Nuggets, but not a lot to cheer about. By midway through the second quarter, the Nuggets built a lead and the Timberwolves just struggled all the way through. Denver defeats the Timberwolves 117-90, and the Wolves lead in the series now cut to 2-1. Game 4 tomorrow night at Target Center. And pregame will begin at 6:30 with the tip-off 7 o'clock tomorrow night here on KOKK. A busy Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up today as we review the Thursday night awards night announcements for the Huron Tiger Athletic Department. We'll talk to Coach of the Year, Rachel Carey, as well. Here on Tiger Track and Field at ESD in Brookings today, we'll talk with head coach Angie Thomas. Here on Tiger Boys Tennis, preparing for the State A Tournament Monday, Tuesday in Rapid City. Tim Hedblom, head coach, joins us for that. And racing tonight, Dakota State Fair Speedway. Ken Lindblad, track announcer, will give us the details on that first of four races this year at the fairgrounds. That is our Dakota Sports Saturday show, and that will get underway at about 11 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports, KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Good morning. First up, Dakota Sports Saturday. We recap Thursday night here on high school at their annual athletic awards program. Awards handed out for all of the sports. Special year-end awards for the seniors were announced as well. We'll run down the list of the individual winners. Most improved athlete for each sport: boys soccer, Laimi Thaw; girls soccer, Pa Kui; girls tennis, Say Glay; boys cross country, Angelo Medina; girls cross country, Nora Pester; competitive cheer, Riley Alves; competitive dance, Ada Pa; boys golf, Grady Bott; football, CJ Ganey; volleyball, Alexis Ziegeldorf; gymnastics, Ellie Puterbaugh; girls wrestling, Nod 2; boys wrestling, Tegan Lean; girls basketball, Allison Janes; boys basketball, Gavin Moding; boys tennis, Sir Wah; girls track and field, Ava Wambach; boys track and field, Thackeray Hansen. Tiger Award for each sport: boys soccer, Taha Saw; girls soccer, A Thui; girls tennis, Madeline Kleinsaucer; boys cross country, Alec Pester; girls cross country, Tatum Peterson; competitive cheer, Clay Pong; competitive dance, Aristio Escobar Salonic; boys golf, Colton Ogle; football, Holden Haig; volleyball, Hilton Hines; gymnastics, Cameron Ruth; girls wrestling, Kaylee Bowden; boys wrestling, Aiden Zaveski; girls basketball, Tatum Peterson; boys basketball, CJ Ganey; boys tennis, Lado So; girls track and field, Tatum Peterson; boys track and field, TJ Lean. And most valuable for each sport: boys soccer, Alar Sar; girls soccer, Na Tu; girls tennis, Pa Clermont; boys cross country, Tegan Lean; girls cross country, Josie Vlieger; competitive cheer, Emma DeYoung; competitive dance, Jillian Reno; boys golf, Aiden Zaveski; football, Connor Johnson; volleyball, Hampton Hines; gymnastics, Easton Eichstad; girls wrestling, Shaylee Saw; boys wrestling, Moses Gross; girls basketball, Hampton Hines; boys basketball, Blake Elwine; boys tennis, Da Chris Moo; and boys track and field, Brian Ramirez. The year-end awards for seniors here on Junior Athletic Scholarships went to CJ Ganey, Holden Haig, Connor Johnson, Gavin Moding. Here on Youth Wrestling Club Scholarship, Aiden Zaveski. H Club Scholarship Award winners: Hampton Hines, Kenzie Simmonsma, CJ Ganey, Brian Ramirez. Sandy Schaefer Memorial Award, Hampton Hines. Dale Westberg Memorial Award, Holden Haig and Draw Chris Moo. Dennis Boyshel Memorial, Gavin Moding. Male and Female Athletes of the Year, Hampton Hines and CJ Ganey. Three Sport Award winners: Aristio Escobar Salonic, CJ Ganey, Holden Haig, Lizzie Heinen, Hampton Hines, Nick Kleinsaucer, Colton Ogle, Tatum Peterson, Brian Ramirez, Jackson Rio, Kenzie Simmonsma. Mark Wendelgast Tiger War Scholarship Award, Holden Haig, Tatum Peterson. Friend of Tiger Roar, Craig Wallman. Huron High School Athletic Department Award of Merit, Mike Radke. ESD Award of Merit and Friend of Tiger Roar, Terry Roeder. And the Huron Age Club Coach of the Year, girls tennis coach, Rachel Carey. I talked to her after the program on Thursday. And like I say to every coach that wins Coach of the Year, you don't get into it to win awards as a coach. It is nice to be noticed, though.
Certainly. Yeah, definitely not in it for an award like this. I am lucky to coach a sport where I have just a great group of girls. We have a lot of fun. I hope that they can take a little something away from their experience. Tennis is a lifelong sport, and so hopefully it's something they enjoy and they can play forever. And I love the sport so much, so I love sharing that with them.
And just looking at last season, it was not a normal season by any stretch of the imagination. The courts there, the new courts, were under construction. You did not use them at all during the season. You're back to Winter Park. So first off, you're a little bit behind the eight ball there. Only had one home match. The girls just acclimated themselves.
They did amazing. We just made it work. As my mom says, you can do anything if it's not forever. And we just kind of reminded ourselves of that, but really it wasn't that big of a deal. Once we got into the swing of things, we just kind of figured out what we had to do on those four courts. I was glad we got to have one home match so that the seniors could be recognized at that. But those girls spent a lot of time, you know, outside of practice, practicing and working hard, and it showed. We had a couple of state champs this year, and we took fourth place, and I am so excited for our upcoming season because I think we're going to do very well.
And the other side of that equation, I was going to add into that last question too, I'd say at least half of the season, unbearable temperatures.
Oh my goodness, yes. We had matches canceled because it was so hot. So you never know what's going to happen, and you just kind of got to roll with it and make the best of it. And it's a short season. It goes from August till October. And so we just do what we need to do and have a lot of fun along the way.
And you mentioned the state tournament too. A couple of state champs, one singles, one doubles, fourth place overall. I knew the team had that ability, but until you get there in that state tournament, you never know.
Right. You certainly don't. And teams progress and improve throughout the whole season. You know, we had one senior, Lizzie Heinen, graduated, and we're, you know, we'll see how things go without her. But we have a strong varsity team coming back. And so I think we have the potential for another great season, and we'll be on the 12 new courts. And so I'm ready for the season to start.
Rachel Carey selected Huron H Club Coach of the Year for this past school year for the Huron Tigers. Congratulations to her and all the award winners that were presented Thursday night at the arena. We have more to come, track and field, boys tennis, all coming up this morning on Dakota Sports KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Back on Dakota Sports Saturday, getting set to talk track and field here on Tigers with Angie Thomas, head coach, the Tigers at Brookings today for the ESD Conference track meet. And coach, I guess kind of an interesting year, whether it cooperated or didn't cooperate. I think you got most of your activity in you wanted to get. So hopefully now we know what we have and we're ready to go, because ESD and state probably are two most important meets.
Yeah, it's time to buckle down, that's for sure. I mean, toward the beginning of the season, that's when I'm experimenting with, you know, who's going to be on what relays. Are they more successful individually? I don't want to waste their legs on, I don't want to say waste their legs on a relay, but if they can perform better and have that shot at being all conference and making it to state, even in an individual event, you know, we really have to look at those things on the track portion. You know, so Coach Budenhagen and I were, you know, we've had some conversations about what relays we think will benefit us. You know, where can we squeeze out some points? You know, we don't have the numbers like some of the other schools. I will say this is probably the best season I've had with kids sticking out the entire season. I mean, when I do my first sign up, I think I had 70 some boys, about the same number of girls, and then I'm ending up now at about 50 each. And I'm telling you, in the past, that's a big drop off, but in the past, I think I've ended the season with only having, you know, 30 some and even 20 some by the end of the season. So I think the athletes that we have out, you know, they're here, they're in it for the long haul. We have a tremendous group of senior athletes that have been a part of the track program, some of them since sixth grade, and this is the biggest senior class that I've had in a really long time. So there's that. Our field events, we have some, our throwers are really strong this year. A couple high jumpers have a chance. So yeah, this time of year we're buckling down with, we're getting those exchanges down and just finishing touches, like you said.
Let's highlight the girls' side first. And I guess the one thing I've kind of drawn off how the girls have performed this year, there's no big standouts. We've just been solidly consistent.
We have been. And, I mean, we've definitely had our bright spots. There's no doubt about that. And, like I said, our throwers, they've been giving us the most points this year. Hampton Hines is throwing better this year in javelin than she did as a junior. Her sophomore year is when she had the school record and she placed at state. And I know she wants to get back to those numbers again and better, which I truly believe she can do that. But she is consistently placed in javelin throughout the year. When we're not in Pierre, I can have her on my 4x1 and my 4x2 because she's not a mile and a half away from the track. So she's a big part of our relays. Hilton Hines, her sister, she's only a sophomore. Again, consistently places at meets. And then Allie Davis is the third, our top three javelin throwers. And she has been making finals. So if she's not top eight, she's been top nine. And right now, looking at ESD, they're sitting third, fourth, and seventh. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive to have those girls in javelin. That would be great to get all those points. On Cameron Ruth in pole vault, she was pole vaulting well. She was filling in on those 4x1 and 4x2 relays for me when Hampton would be, you know, a mile and a half away throwing. But she got injured. So she is for sure out for ESD. Hopefully she's back and can compete at Windlegas, because I truly believe she would have been able to place today in ESD and pole vault. And she's always nice to have for those relays as well. But we don't have her, so we look ahead. Zaniah Lanier, I truly believe that she has a little bit more in her, so hopefully today is the day that she gets out there and shows us that. I have her in four events today. She's running open one and two, and she's in our 4x1 and 4x2 relays, anchoring those. Ava Wambach, she has come on strong this year. She's only a freshman, but she's my second fast sprinter and has been showing some great times in individual events and in our relays. Jessalyn Noyes, another freshman. I mean, when it comes to, we have some great girls, we truly do. it's just we don't have one that I think just stands out and really pops for us.
You move over to the boys' side, and there, you know, we've had some couple of boys, Thackeray Hansen, Brian Ramirez, the two that come to mind immediately. They, the events they run well or throw well, they're always pushing to be at the top. Your javelin throwers as well. You know, you got some good mix there.
Yeah, we really do on the boys' side, and they are a great foundation. We just, like I said, we just need a few more to hitch on and go with them. But like you said, with Brian Ramirez, he was, you know, he's our MVP this year. I mean, talk about a kid that puts in extra time, like so much extra time, to the point where the throwing coaches are like, back off a little, save your arm. And he is doing that this year. He's listening. When he's out on his own, he's just kind of going through the motions of things without actually throwing. But talk about somebody who's put in a ton of work. And on Tuesday, he threw a PR and shot put again. He's up to 55 feet. He's sitting second right now in the conference. I'm pretty sure he's top eight at state, too, with that throw. Discus, right now, he's fifth in the conference, and again, he's thrown a couple PRs in discus, and I believe two or three PRs in shot this year. So he is definitely has been one of our guys that scores a lot of points for us in a meet. And then you turn around, and we have junior Thackeray Hansen on the track for us, the sprinter, and he's consistently been placing first or second at our meets in the 100 and the 200. He's PR'd a couple times in the 100. One of those was downpour at Yankton. He ran a PR in the 100 and then the 200 also. And I think the 200, honestly, is his stronger race. And so in the 100, he didn't make the fast heat at ESD, unfortunately. He's going in 10th. But, I mean, I think he has a legitimate shot of placing top eight. And then in the 200, he's going in at 7th. I ran him in a 400 in the 4x4 on Tuesday when we're in Pierre. And he's got the endurance. I truly believe that. So I'm thinking the 200, I'm hoping for another PR for him today. And then I also have him in the 4x1 for the boys. We need to have good exchanges. He's going to join Sean Messamore, Holden Haag, and C.J. Gainey. And with good exchanges, I think we can be top eight today. And then with our medley relay, we have Thackeray, Riley, Winnegar running our other 200. He ran an amazing 200, PR'd by a second in Pierre. So he took that other 200 spot. Colton Ogle, he decided he was going to run a little for us this year. I mean, I've wanted him to run for a couple years now, but, hey, I'll take it when I can get it. He's running 400s for us, so he'll be in the medley. And then TJ Lean is going to run our 800. So hopefully our boys, I mean, I know they say that it comes down to those 400 and 800 runners, but in our case, every second, half second counts. So we thought Thackeray needed to be in that medley, and that's one that Coach Budenhagen and I talked about, and I think that's legitimately our relay that has the best shot of placing a little bit higher in the conference.
So overall, as we go in, obviously you want to get some more placings, you get the better. Just conference-wide, who are the teams to meet? And it seems like Brandon Valley's strong in about everything.
Yeah, Brandon Valley, you hear their name a lot, that's for sure. On the girls' side, I just don't know who will be in contention with Brandon Valley, to be honest with you. I mean, they just have so many girls, to the point where, you know, I'm glad that we can only take three to conference, because, I mean, they could probably come away with top four or five in a lot of the races. So, yeah, Brandon Valley is strong. On the boys' side. I believe it'll be a battle, though. I truly do. I mean, Yankton has some great runners, and Brandon Valley and Aberdeen and Mitchell. So, yeah, it's for the boys, I think it'll be a little tougher. We'll see how, you know, what coaches decide where to put athletes. You know, for me, when you only have a couple athletes that excel in an area, like when I talk about my medley, you know, Brandon Valley can go 3-4 deep and get boys that are running between 159 and 206. Like, we have TJ who ran a 206 split for us a couple meets ago, and then after that, we're up to 215. So, you know, we don't have the depth that some of the other schools have, but, I mean, we definitely have the athletes that can compete with all the other schools, and I think that's a testament to how hard our kids work, and they understand that, and they put the time in.
And just overall, there's a few other kids to mention that you feel that they have a good day today. They can be up on that stand, too.
Yeah, Colton is PR'd in the high jump, and he cleared 5'10 at O'Gorman, and I truly believe he has another couple inches in him as well. So right now he's tied for ninth. Speaking of high jump, Lizzie Heinen PR'd with a 5'1 jump. She's jumped it a couple times this season. She's a six. And then javelin, I talked about the girls' javelin, but we have Tyson Fitzer, who's ninth right now. Kobe Hofer has a good shot. He just needs that one good throw, and he'll be right up there as well. And then Jeremy Hofer, freshman, his little brother, he's been throwing really well for us as well.
Angie Thomas here on Tiger Track and Field, head coach, ESD, today in Brookings. Wendell Gas Relays last chance meet next Thursday in Huron, and in 2 weeks it's state track meet to wrap up the season. Still more to come. Boys tennis, they have a state tournament coming up Monday, Tuesday. We'll talk to Coach Hedblom next on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Start things up on Dakota Sports Saturday. We talk with Tim Hedblom, head coach of the Huron Tiger Boys tennis team. Hard to believe, but getting set for the end of the season here with the State A tournament coming up Monday, Tuesday out in Rapid City. We'll get to that coming up. First things first, ESD was held this past Monday, Tuesday. Had to move it from Pier Outdoors to Sioux Falls Indoors. And I guess the big thing there is, coach, it's good to have that facility you have in Sioux Falls because it really gives you the outdoor feel, but you are a officially indoors under a dome.
Yeah, absolutely. Matchpoint is a top-notch facility that we were fortunate enough to play in. And, you know, we walked in there Monday morning and all the boys except for one had never been in there. So I think they were a little in awe of what they saw. But, you know, once you get on the court, it's, you know, it's tennis as usual. And, you know, the conditions are, you know, perfect inside there that you don't have to battle the sun, the wind, rain, anything, or cold. So, I mean, it was nice. It was nice to be able to get it in. And it went really smooth being able to play down in Sioux Falls.
You know, feel bad for Pierre because, you know, the rotation, you only get the tournament once every 9 years.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this was their year to host, you know, and they hosted the girls and, you know, obviously, you know, where they were going to have the boys, but they lose out on the rotation. Next year it'll go to Watertown, you know, but they still, you know, they did all the prep stuff, you know, to get ready for the state tournament, or for the ESD, excuse me, and, you know, it was a great tournament.
So placed seventh, so he finished ahead of two different schools, got a consolation champion out of there. ESD is just really good right now.
Yeah, our conference is very tough. you know, with Harrisburg and Yankton, you know, they were battling in most of the flights for the, you know, the title. And you know, for us, you know, Sir Wah had a great tournament at flight four singles. And you know, we came out in doubles. We played a lot better, I felt, in doubles than we did in singles. You know, I don't know if it was just the kids getting used to playing indoors, you know, some of the nerves, but you know, they settled in on doubles day, and you know, they played well, and you know, they showed glimpses of what we've seen all year long, you know, and you know, hopefully we'll build off, you know, some of the success that we had.
You know, and the thing is, you know, like in any sport, you get towards the end of the season, you got some injuries here, and it sounds like you did pretty well until last week when it came to injuries.
Yeah, the injury bug kind of hit us on Saturday in Brookings, and so we're battling through that, trying to get a couple of guys healthy. You know, Da is battling some shin splints and making it difficult for him to run all over the court, and it's changing his style of play a little bit. And Manor, too, at flight six is battling a shoulder injury a little bit. So, you know, hopefully we can get them healthy. They seem a little bit better, you know, throughout the week, and, you know, hopefully they'll be ready to go and have a good state tournament.
So Class A is out in Rapid City, and just looking at things preliminarily, Sioux Falls Christian, Rapid City Christian, you feel like they are the teams to beat, but you feel you can be in the mix.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've played Sioux Falls Christian really tough, you know, both times that we've seen them this season. Rapid City Christian, you know, same thing. I think, you know, outside of those two, I think, you know, it's open for anybody to place high. And, you know, if our kids play the way they're capable of playing, we could finish top three. I really believe that. You know, they're a group that they're going to work hard, they're going to play hard, they're going to do some good things. And, you know, usually when it matters, that's when they turn it on, and that's what we're hoping for.
Now, seedings should be coming out here this weekend, so you don't exactly know what the matchups are, but I assume you have a bit of a feel where guys should go.
Yeah, you know, looking at records and seeing how we've done against the other A schools, you know, most of our guys should be, you know, seated in top four, top five at, you know, at the lowest, but we should end up with some pretty good seeds, some pretty good draws once those come out later today, and, you know, hopefully we'll make the most of the matches that we have.
You know, and just looking at some of the routes there, who are some of the guys you feel can make a run?
I think, you know, honestly, our whole team. You know, I look at them and I see Matthew Thin had a lot of success this year in Class A. Da's had a lot of success in Class A as well against that competition. And our Flight 3 doubles of Matthew Thin and Say Poe, they have a chance of going in as like a one or two seed because they've had such a good year at Flight 3. So I like my chances with all of our guys. You know, I think if they play the way they're capable of playing, you know, they'll do fine. The big thing is going to be with Sioux Falls Christian, Rapsody Christian, and even like Roncalli as well. They're a tough team. So if we can get the right draws and play the way we're capable of playing, I think we all could do some really good things.
You know, and I always say it every year, and you're the one that kind of pointed this out to me about 4 or 5 years ago, that just how compacted this spring season is for boys tennis. Seems like you get started, you get going. It's really, when it comes down to it, it's about a month, maybe a month, 5 week long season. And once you get started, there isn't a lot of practice time because you're playing.
Yeah, the last, especially the last like 2 weeks, you know, we played it basically every other day. And the days when we have had practice, it's, you know, going to rain, or, you know, it's miserable wind or something. But, you know, we get used to it. But, yeah, it is. It's a compacted season, and we throw a lot in a very short time. And, you know, the kids handle it. They handle it well between school and, you know, the tennis part of it. And they find a way to balance it, and we make the most of it.
And finally here, just want to show well for the Huron Tigers. Thing is, you know, this sport has exploded here for Huron. So, you know, you're going to lose a few guys, but yet, you know, you got a lot of guys that are competing to get into that rotation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got a lot of guys coming up that, you know, they want to play, and, you know, we're going to unfortunately graduate a couple of seniors this year that, you know, have really put in some time and, you know, have worked hard. We've got 7 seniors that we're losing off of, you know, off of the team, and replacing them is going to be difficult, replacing leadership. But we hope that, you know, the kids have learned a lot, and they're going to build on it, learn a lot from the state tournament, and carry that over, you know, to next year.
Tim Hedblom, head boys tennis coach here on Tigers. Tigers headed out west on Monday and Tuesday, State A boys tennis tournament in Rapid City. We'll wrap things up next. Stock car racing tonight, the first of 4 events to be held on the grandstand at the fairgrounds this year. We'll preview that next on Dakota Sports.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Good morning. Here's the wrap-up on Dakota Sports Saturday. Stock car racing tonight, the first of four races on the grandstand at the South Dakota State Fairgrounds is tonight. They call it Summer Shakes. We'll start at 7 o'clock. We're joined by Ken Lindblad with Dakota State Fair Speedway, Dakota Promotions, and Summer Shakes. Ken, just give us all the details.
Okay, it's coming up on Saturday, May 11th, as you said, sponsored by Westway Trailers, Under the Sun Rental, and Dr. Robert Holm. This one's going to feature the Midwest Sprint Touring Series, the MSTS 410 Sprint Cars. This is the big ones, the big 410s, and they'll be out there also with the Wasota Streets, Mid Mods, and Superstock. And that's, again, our big opener on May 11th. And if I could add just one thing, we're going to do our first Backstreet Cruisers cruise that day, too. And we'll have that behind the grandstand, a little show and shine. And we're going to do a little tour around town and then be back out there up until about 3:30 or so. So if people want to see some classic cars, they can come out and do that that day, too.
And a Camaro will lead the way.
Oh, we'll have the Camaro out there, and there'll be a lot of cars. I see a lot of new stuff running around town.
Well, as far as the race goes on the 11th, the sprints are going to be a big draw. MSTS, you say that is something fairly new.
This is a new one, organized, and I don't know a lot of the details about it yet, but it's going to bring in the sprint cars from North Dakota, South Dakota, out west. I know our friend Shane Liebig, he used to be the sprint car driver out here whenever we had the sprints. He's got a couple of sprinters, and he'll be bringing a couple of his 410s out here, and one of his drivers comes in all the way from Australia. So we're going to be probably the first time we've got somebody besides Canada and USA. We'll have an Australian driver, too.
Well, Australia, that's certainly fun and a long ways away, but I guess the whole point of this tour is to get some more of the local, at least regional drivers to come to Huron, because whenever the sprints are here, they're always very popular.
They do, and then usually we see the 360s, and those are lightning fast anyway, but these 410s, it's been a long time since they've been here, since back when we had the World of Outlaws Gumout series here years ago. So I think it's really going to be something special for the people. If you really like the sprint cars, you're going to love these. So come on out and see us for that one.
And, of course, with the three Wasota classes running as well, there's going to be a lot of familiar names we'll know from those.
You bet. All our regulars will be back with that one once again for May 11th.
And nice to see a good forecast here, too. We're kind of joking, but it is true. The first of the four races has always been either scheduled late April, early May. Almost always has been rained out here in recent years. So good to see that hopefully we are breaking that trend today.
No, we're very well aware of that, that first one's always a tough one to get in. But we're due to have one, so I think we're going to get her this time.
And just look ahead at those other three races, in particular the two wheel jam races, something you've been doing here for the past several years, the Thursday and Saturday of wheel jam. The Thursday race, though, a little different angle to run that one this year.
You know, I want to tell everybody that Orville every year says this may be the last year. But one thing that Orville wanted to do before he left the racing altogether was to have a special fan appreciation night, a memorial night, if you will, and that's what this one's going to be on June the 6th. June the 6th event is going to be fan appreciation. The big deal is it's going to be $5 to get in. $5 admission at the grandstand. That's across the board. That's kids and everybody. $5 admission to get in on June the 6th, sponsored by Dakota Land Federal Credit Union. It's going to have the Wasota Street Stock, Mid-Mod, Super Stock, and Tri-State Late Models. And, again, I can't emphasize enough, $5. You heard that right. $5 for everybody, kids included, to get into the races on that particular night. Now, again, I started to say, you know, Orville says every year this is probably going to be his last. Trust me, folks, Orville is he's getting tired, as we all are. And we've had so many of us that have stuck together and made this thing, or helped to make this thing happen for 29 seasons, I think it is now, with Orville this year. And this is the one thing he's wanted to do. He's talked about this for a number of years. It's going to be an appreciation night. We're going to take time out during that program. I think it's like 24 employees that we've had that are no longer with us. And this is going to be our way of saying thanks to them and thanks to the race fans and everybody from being there. It's just going to be a super night on June 6th, then on June 8th is our traditional Challenge Cup night, sponsored by Olympic Motorsports, and they will present that Challenge Cup 22 Olympic Motors of Huron, and that'll feature mid-mods and the thrilling Tri-State Late Models back there again, all part of Wheel Jam on the fairgrounds.
Let's get back to tonight one last time. Finally getting the weather to cooperate for this first race. And, boy, anytime you bring the sprints back, boy, it just seems like everybody gets excited.
The sprints, the big ones. These aren't the 360s, folks. These are the 410s. These are the big sprint cars, and we should have a good field of those on May 11th, along with our Wasota Streets, mid-mods, and super stocks. So a great opener Saturday night, May 11th, starting at 7 sharp.
Ken Lindblad, Dakota State Fair Speedway, Dakota Promotions. Their first of four summer races is tonight. It's called Summer Shakes. Wasota Street Stock, Wasota Mid Mods, Wasota Super Stock, then the MSTS Midwest Sprint Touring Series 410 Sprint Cars will be on the schedule for tonight. And with the weather cooperating, should be a good night, great night to get out, get some stock car racing in out at the fairgrounds. This wraps up this edition of Dakota Sports Saturday. We'll have a full show here today with a lot of things going on, getting towards the end of the school year. Territorial Rodeo Update, brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron, is coming up. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Time now for the Top 5 Countdown. From the dusty old rodeo trail, here's your host, Monty James.
So, the big winter shows are over. We are in that lull in the rodeo world where ranchers and cowboys and cowgirls are doing their thing on the ranch. Hopefully, busy branding and turning pairs out to grass and getting ready for the big summer run, which will crank up Labor Day weekend. We'll be back and take a hard and fast look at a brand new set of standings right after this word from our sponsors. Come experience a national treasure, the Sand Hills Ranch Expo, June 19th and 20th, Rock County Fairgrounds, Bassett, Nebraska. Good country fun for all ages. Acres of ranch-related exhibits. An indoor craft show for the ladies or that odd cousin of yours. Food trucks and vendors to match any taste. Plus the Extreme Rough Stock Challenge featuring the region's best roughies. Visit SandHillsRanchExpo.org. See the new indoor expansion in progress. All roads lead to the Sand Hills Ranch Expo, June 19 and 20, Rock County Fairgrounds, Bassett, Nebraska. The largest ranch trade show in America. Hearken now as we present the top five at each event from the P to the R to the C to the A. Big D, hammer down, and let's get it on.
Oh, you bet you.
In the Bears, Texan Leighton Berry Tip Top, Idaho's Coop Cook Red Shotgun, Colorado's Keenan Hayes Trey, Tanner Ross from the Northwoods of Minnesota, and Garrett Shadbolt from the Sand Hills of Nebraska, kicking back 4-5. Come on now.
I've seen what he can do, and I want to learn more.
Bulldogian, Oregonian, Dalton Massey, Top Dog, Gurr, Nevada's Dakota Eldridge Deuce, Idaho's Stetson Jorgensen, and Montation Ty Erickson scrapping for 3-4. Purple Wave Warrior J.D. Struxness of Lacquaparo, Minnesota, skids 5th.
Is there anything you can't do?
All right, team rope and the Eggman rules the roost. Yaquo, Summers, Begay, and Ward, 2 through 5. On their heels, Buddy Hawkins at Kansas, number 1. Then Lord, Long, Todd, and Rich. Capiche?
I got it. Called it. Oh, yeah.
Saddlebrook, Buston, Aussie, Dimey, and Britton. Top Kangaroo. Sorry, Stetson right, 50K back. Callie's lefty, Holman, number 3. Wyatt Casper of Texas and Logan Hay. Night fight for 4 and 5, eh?
It's what you do when you're in Texas.
TDR, tied on rope and bad. Chad Mayfield, kicking the hill. Then Ty Harris, Riley Webb, Marty Yates, and Johnny Douch.
Come one, come all, because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best in the world.
Bumper barrels, Okie Winded, Johnson is a lady. Leslie Smoligo, number 2. Texas Lasses, Cassie Mowry, and Ash Castleberry, turn and burn 3 and 4. South Dakota legend, Lisa Lockhart, heart charging 5th. You go, girl.
Girlfriend's gonna get paid.
Ladies Breakaway, Jackie Crawford, Danielle Lohman, Taylor Munsell, Shelby Beaujolais make it, and Ricky Fanning, roll 1 through 5, respectively.
Let's rip this joint.
Toro Twisting, Creek Young of Missouri, Alpha Male. Florida's Clay Sellers and Utah's Hayes Wright, 2 and 3. Roscoe P. Jarbo, hold up 4th. Josh Frost, chillin' 5th. Get it?
I get it.
Big thanks to Purple Wave Auction, DiscountWesternWear.com, and Sioux Steel Company. For producer Big D, Derek Beck, and the Air Force at this Tower of Power, Money James for America's Top 5 Countdown. In these days of consolidation, conglomerations, and giant corporate-owned dealerships, it's nice to see farm and ranch family-owned Premier Equipment expanding. See their impressive New Holland lineup at PremierEQSD.com or visit their hometown locations in Eureka, Battle, Huron, Mowbridge, Isabel, and now Sturgis. Bill Linscove started this outfit in 1951, and now 4 generations later, they are still going strong and getting stronger. Parts counter is open, and the coffee is always on at the 6 Premier Equipment New Holland locations at PremierEQSD.com.
Matt Watson back for our weekly conversation with Reg Kleinsasser. Reg over there at the Real Estate Connection. You know, you could stop by and see him, Dakota Avenue South. In here, on, you could call the office, 605-352-1300, or you could call or text Reg. I text Reg quite a bit. You could text him directly at 605-350-2222.